welcome to Renew by Down to Earth Ministries. My name is Isaiah Powell, the founder and director here at DTEM, and I'm also going to be your host for today's episode of Renew. And we're going to start into one of our series for the year. We've already been on a few other series, and an Easter series we've been through, and our main series called Different, and then Donovan started a series called The Church is Essential. But today we're going to be starting another series that we're going to do throughout the year that is called Unshakable. And as we look at being unshakable as Christians, but in order to do so, we've got to look at some of the areas that should be unshakable, some things that are unshakable for us. And that first thing today is truth. This episode's not going to be very long, and we're just going to really quite fly through some things, so just strap in, pay attention as we look at an unshakable truth. Now, the unshakable is defined as this: not possible to weaken or get rid of, not able to be shaken. And so, unshakable truth, when we say that, what are we talking about? Well, first we got to think about, what is this truth? John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So it's a truth that makes us free, free from the world, sin, and its chains. We're free and sanctified because of this truth. John 17 says in verses 16 through 19, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." This being Jesus Christ here talking. And so he says that he has sanctified us through the truth, and that truth is the Word of God. We're not of the world, but sanctified unto truth. So we're set free and we're sanctified by this truth. And what is this truth? John 17:17 tells us it is thy word is truth, the word of God, and it's unshakable. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." It endureth forever. It is unchangeable. It doesn't need to change. His truth has, is, and will forever be truth. It endureth forever. It is unshakable. And thankfully, that is true, because it is by that truth that the gospel is real, and it is unshakable. The unshakable truth of God makes the gospel true for all men in all places and all times. John 14:6 also tells us a little bit about this truth. It says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." It's part of the gospel. Jesus is the truth. The Word is the truth. As John 1 tells us that Christ is the Word. And this truth is unshakable. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." He doesn't need to change. He has never changed and never will change. The Bible talks about him being not a man, so he doesn't need to lie and he doesn't need to change his mind. The truth never changes. Christ never changes, and his truth, his word, never changes either. It is unshakable. The truth of God's word is unshakable, and we can hold to that so that we can have the knowledge and understanding and leadership in our lives so that we can live an unshakable Christian life. And that begins with recognizing what is the truth. And it's the unshakable truth that can be found in God's Word. That's all for this episode of Renew. Until next time, God bless.